Career Corner is a program produced by the Minnesota Radio Talking Book Network, part of State Services for the Blind, and it is recorded for people who are blind or have reading disabilities. You can find complete programming of the Radio Talking Book at www.mnssb.org/RTB, and the password is RTB. Your host for the Career Corner is Ann Obst.
Next, we'll turn to the Working Strategies column from the April 24th issue of the St. Paul Pioneer Press, titled, Finding the Right Words for Job Success, by Amy Lindgren. I've always been a smooth talker. As a child, I could talk circles around my peers and family. Ironically, being somewhat introverted, I didn't often display my secret superpower. If I'd had a special costume to wear under my school clothes, it might have featured a big pair of lips and a microphone as part of the logo. Ha! Take that, Wonder Woman! That costume never materialized, but I did manage to stumble into a career where my superpowers can be used for good in at least two ways. First, I'm able to put ideas into words that help others understand the complexities of job search and career development. Hence, this column, as well as books, workshops, and other word products. And second, I've found that I can provide the words, or at least the framing for the words, that others can use themselves. That is, I can coach job seekers on what to actually say when they're meeting with employers or asking networking contacts for a meeting. As it turns out, job seekers appreciate this service more than I would have expected. For someone who takes words for granted, it was a learning process to see the lengths others will go to avoid saying the wrong thing or feeling foolish. Indeed, I eventually discovered that being at a loss for words, or fearing that possibility, inhibits people at just about every stage of a career or job search. For lack of words, I found people hesitating to request projects, promotions, or salary increases, declining to make outreach to employers to discuss job opportunities, holding back from attending networking functions or from contacting people they don't already know well. There's almost no career development task, it seems, that isn't impacted when someone feels unconfident about the wording to use. Understanding this truth has led to multiple aha moments for me. For example, now it makes more sense, although it's still not good strategy, that job seekers might prefer completing online applications over composing emails or calling department managers directly. Likewise, I can grasp now why networkers find comfort in memorizing elevator speeches instead of trusting themselves to converse naturally, and why interview candidates seek answers online for common questions rather than simply identifying the message they want to impart and adapting that message to suit the questions. If I'm describing you, then thank goodness you're reading this column today. It's time to break the tyranny of wordlessness and move forward with confidence. The first thing I want to tell you is that personalized, direct communication is always better than the alternatives, even when it's delivered in a halting or hesitant manner. You will get better at the delivery, but only by repeating an exercise multiple times. This isn't a game you can play in your head, so you will have to commit to jumping in, despite your discomfort. The next thing you should know is that even smooth talkers have processes to help them along. In my case, it's a series of what-if scenarios and a short list of prioritized talking points. Believe it or not, I follow these steps for nearly every planned communication, whether it's a short voicemail I'm intending to leave, an email I'm writing, or a face-to-face meeting I'm headed into. I ask myself the same questions every time. What's the purpose of the communication and what's my role? Am I initiating and leading, listening and responding? What are my talking points or messages to communicate? What are some possible ways the communication could evolve? For example, if it's a phone conversation and I'm asking for a meeting, have I considered that they could say yes, no, or perhaps later? Do I have dates in mind as well as an appropriate sorry that won't work out response? If this process looks helpful to you, try it out and make the adjustments that suit you. And if you're currently in job search, decide which form of communication you feel most comfortable with. Writing emails, making calls, networking in person, etc. Then look for ways to use this strength to your advantage. Regardless of the methodology you choose, remember that you can always seek help from a smooth talker to craft phrases and word choices for the topics you're having trouble describing. And don't forget that groups like Toastmasters can help you overcome some of your communication fears by providing safe opportunities to speak in public. However you tackle this issue, know that it will be worth your effort. If you're currently locked out of opportunities for a lack of words, it's time to find your voice. That concludes the Working Strategies column from the April 24th issue of the St. Paul Pioneer Press titled, Finding the Right Words for Job Success by Amy Lindgren. I'm Ann Oakes.